talked with Len Dawson yesterday about Tony Romo being with Carrie Underwood. I don't care if it was 6 hours before the game. Your game cannot be focused if you're with a date, the day of the game, on the field before the game.
Well, see, I mean, there's two sides to every instance, Nick. And my thing is, if he'd have went out and had a fantastic game, nobody would have even made a big deal about it. I think sometimes too much can be read into different situations, that different players handle things differently. I mean, I know I started gearing down come Friday night, and I started locking in first thing Saturday morning for a Sunday game. That's just
nobody was going to talk to you before the game.
No, no doubt about it. But there are some guys, you know, who handle things differently. I mean, just the way that Tony Romo plays the game is quite a bit different than most guys prepare or play the game. So I don't know. I think sometimes, you know, from a media standpoint, we like to dig into things and make more of an issue of a situation than it had to be. The truth of the matter is he didn't play well. The offensive line didn't play well. The defense didn't play well. They didn't play well on special teams. They just got their behinds handed to them, and that's it, and that's that. You know, you just chalk it up as that's the situation. You go back to work this week and try to, you know, figure out a way to get this game won and hope as a team that Philadelphia loses and you win a division. Worst case scenario, hey, you're still in the playoffs anyway.
Dr. Solomon, you're there in San Diego. What are some of the leadership lessons that you think Marty Schottenheimer has shown his team that's built this consistency that they've never had before?
Well, you know, it's interesting. First, Nick, you know, you were talking about distractions, and I thought it was really interesting what Seth had to say. You know, people come in here so often, married couples, and they say they're having problems because of sex, or they're having problems because of the kids or finances, and you know, or an infidelity. And what I always tell couples is the reason their relationship is in trouble is not for any of those reasons. None of those reasons can break up a marriage. The only thing that can break up a marriage, the only thing that can be a distraction, is how you deal with those issues. So it's how you deal with distractions that determines whether a player is going to perform well or not. So, you know, in San Diego here, it's really interesting. I remember when you played quite a number of years for Marty Schottenheimer, and over the years that he's been here, I think this is his fourth year, the players have talked about how he's kind of softened up, not been so hard on the players, and I think he's learned about having a more of an individualized approach. Till now, what you're starting to hear, you know, the whole town's so excited about how well the Chargers are doing and getting to the playoffs, you're starting to hear the players talk about how meaningful it would be to them and how much it's starting to become important to them to win for Coach Schottenheimer, because they feel the loyalty to him, and they see all the time on the TV and the radio and the newspapers about he's 5-12 in the playoffs and he's never won the big one. They feel the loyalty towards him because of how he's been treating them as a father figure, as a coach, as a disciplinarian sometimes, but sometimes now learning how to have a softer approach with some of the players so that they really feel that they want to give back to him and get something so he can get that monkey off his back.